Were you involved in that battle that broke out in the middle of the night where two of Griffin's tanks were knocked out?
When they broke through into the arc, yes.
Right.
I was very much involved in that. I didn't do any fighting when they came in, but I seen them first. We were in a copse of woods.
Okay.
Around Brier, good tank country, a lot of visibility in little patches of woods.
Okay.
And I happened to have the guard duty, and the Nucio will verify this because I was talking about it to him. And bright moonlit night, and I hear this equipment coming, and I said, that don't sound like, I wonder what kind of stuff that is. That don't sound like tank engines. And all of a sudden, here, yonder they come, and it's a armored German outfit with a lot of their self-propel stuff and armored personnel, you know, carriers, not infantry. There's nobody walking. And they're all talking away in German in the middle of the night, and the tanks are rolling by. So I bail out quick. When I first heard them, and I thought, that's not ours.
Do you remember who you were with?
Who was I with? I had my tank crew, and I had just happened to be standing. It was my turn at the guard. I went and got Shepard, and I think, but he was partially awake, and I says, Shep, there's some crowds coming down here, a whole mess of them. So we run back to my tank, which had the best visibility, and there's another one alongside it, and he says, we've only got about three tanks with field of fire in that direction, and he says, they're by now, and he says, we just better let them ride. So that, by hearsay, they went back and shut up the headquarters out with the hell. And the next morning, or I think Shep got us all ready, and we got out of there, and that's when Tambero caught it the next morning. Hellman was still...
Hellman was still there?
Yeah, he was still there.
Okay.
Because Tambero said to me here, and I hadn't seen him, I said... We pulled up like that, and we're on the side of a hill, and we were putting brush on to camouflage, and I heard whang. His tank was just up above mine, higher on the hill, sideways like this, and I look out, and in the mist, I see a German tank, you know, maybe 2,000 yards away, and I seen another flash, and as I seen the other flash, Tambero goes running by, and he had blood and stuff all over him, and it was the bog. That caught it. It was
Putnam?
His. Putnam, yeah.
Putnam, yeah.
And I said to myself, you know, in your subconscious mind, how the hell is he running with all his guts all over him, you know?
Oh, my God.
But it wasn't his, you know, it was the guy next to him. Yeah, maybe he caught a little. But I said to Babe, never mind the goddamn brush, let's get the hell out of here. So we pulled out with brush and all, because I think that if we'd have pulled up on that hill, we would have nailed too, because we wouldn't have had time to get... And I don't think a 75 would have taken him out, because he was shooting an 88, and an 88 will take us out, but if he's got a Panther out there, we ain't doing anything with him. Not if we catch him on the side, we can get him, but he was right at us. You know.
And could you tell what kind of tank it was?
It looked like a Panther to me. It could have been a Tiger, but it looked like a Panther to me. And then that was one of their good tanks. And the guy was a hell of a gunner. He was laying in close to us. So we pulled out of there, and I don't know what happened to Tambero's tank. I suppose it sat there. And then we pulled out and took up another position, and we got in, went down the road, and we took a little position in Hell Defilade. You know what Hell Defilade is. Okay, so here comes some more tanks that had come from over there, down the hill, Kraut, and they didn't even see us. And we nailed them. We were all firing, and... This is another picture in my mind's eye, and it probably isn't right. Like, I think we caught a Panther, somebody did, and it was on fire, and it was an explosion, there was a smoke ring come up out of it, and coming up at the same time out of the turret was a German in that black outfit with the tan, blew him right out of the tank, and it almost made the smoke ring out. Looking at it like that, how you know, everything seems to stop. But we nailed some coming down there like that.
He came up climbing, or he was thrown out?
Thrown out. Blown out. He was dead.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Through the smoke ring?
Almost. You know, I seen the smoke ring, and it was in your mind, is he going to go through the smoke ring, or like a trick or something?
Yeah.
But the smoke ring was up here, and he just came out. And then,
the smoke ring was above the tank. You saw this guy come flying out. And you wondered in your mind, is he going to go through the smoke ring?
Yeah, but he just slumped over the... the turret, you know, and it just it's like a trick or something, you know. But at about that time, Kudrowski showed up in his Jeep. He was so happy that we nailed them, you know. And he looked up at me and he says, I think he said, "Nap, well done." But I hadn't done most of the shooting here. I wasn't too much dirt right. over me to get at some of them. I got the sun down that way a little bit. But somebody else, maybe it was Montoya or whoever it was, some gunner really nailed him. But I helped. I know we were throwing them in.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I remember about that breakthrough. We were involved, yeah. But there must have been some bigger stories in the back there where they shot the hell out of headquarters. Yeah. But that was our little part of it. And I remember Tambero, and I said to him, I wanted to clear up. Who? You were the driver, weren't you? And I says, who was your bog? And he could not think of it, and it finally came to him, and he said, Putnam. Yeah. And, you know, when he left here, he's not a very demonstrative person. Wrapped his arms around me.
Oh, gee.
Yeah. I mean, right here, today. Yeah. You know, after all these years, yeah.